We now welcome on the call head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. A tough one for your team on Saturday at William & Mary, a 45-12 loss. Before we look ahead to Saturday, just give me your impressions on what happened.
Well, we played a very good football team, to say the least. No disrespect to any of our other CAA opponents, but probably the most complete team we played so far this year, with what they do on offense, how they're playing on defense, and, you know, have a good kicking game as well. So, and hats off and credit to Mike and his staff and the William & Mary players for coming out there and, you know, playing a really good game. We, unfortunately, I'm not using this as an excuse, but unfortunately we have a lot of guys banged up, which, you know, if you get to this season and this late in the season and in this league, staying healthy is one of the key components to doing well, and we haven't been able to stay healthy. But outside of that, we just gave up too many explosive plays. They had some big plays against us, long pass, couple long runs. We didn't tackle great on the defensive side. Offensively, we just couldn't get the ball in the end zone. We had a few opportunities, had to settle for some early field goals as opposed to converting into touchdowns, and just didn't play a complete game against a very good opponent. And when you go up against a team like that, you have to play pretty much error-free and near perfect. And we haven't been able to do that this season. So, but again, really good opponent in William & Mary. And, you know, obviously they're in a great position for themselves, and we needed to play a better game and weren't able to put one together this past weekend.
Got a couple questions for you. The first from Kevin Treslane. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good, Kev. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. Hey, Coach, as you kind of look back on this season, just kind of sizing up the way things have gone for you, what do you identify as what really troubled you guys the most? I mean, was it your, youthfulness on defense, inefficiency on offense? What were some of the culprits, would you say that hurt you guys the most this year?
Yeah, probably a little bit all of the above, Kevin. You look at the first loss we had in league, the Monmouth game, and it was, 49-42. So, the youthfulness on defense early in the season probably hurt us a little bit there. Offensively, we had the ball going and moving when we had a lot of our offensive players healthy. Then we go and play the Richmond game, and it's, 20-10 is what it ends up. So now the defense is holding down a high scoring offense and a team that throws over 300 yards a game on a regular basis. They had about 104 yards passing in our game. So, now we lose a close one on the other end. And then the Towson game in this past weekend, now we are banged up. Three of our starting original five offensive linemen have not played in those games. So that doesn't help. But I think the other things you mentioned, we just haven't been effective enough on offense to protect our defense, and our defense has gradually been getting better. But, now you go coming out of the Towson game, two of our five DBs are not in the lineup. They're not even on the bus making the trip for us. And, we have some guys, Shane Hartzell on defense, redshirt freshman. He's our leading tackler. He's doing a really nice job because, as a young player, he's been able to, make it through the season and play in every game. So we have some guys making steady improvement, but unfortunately we don't have enough players on either side of the ball playing consecutive games together to put any consistency together. And, I think that's been a big part of it. We have a number of guys that are either out for the season or out a few weeks in a row. I think if you look at our starting lineups for the 10 games we've had, I don't think we've had the same starting five offensive linemen in three consecutive games. I think the most we've ever had for the same guys starting together up front had been two games. And, can say some of the similar things on defense. So, I think some of the things you mentioned, Kevin, have a lot to do with it. But, we always preach and we always talk about next man up mentality. And someone's going to be out, so it provides an opportunity for someone else. And a young guy like Jalen Howard, who hasn't played much for us, ended up having a really good game this past week in the defensive end position. And, he got an opportunity because some other guys have been down. So just a lot of inconsistencies across the board. And, you know, the most consistent player on our team probably has been our tight end on offense, Charlie Gilroy. He's been blocking really well. I think he only has like 10 or 11 catches, but, you know, he's played in every game and has stayed healthy to do so. And then Matt Mercurio, our kicker, he's doing a really nice job. He's 100% on 32 out of 32, I believe it is, extra points, and he's 10 for 12 on field goals. So, you know, we just lost some of our explosive guys on offense from the running back and wide receiver position, and we do have a lot of youth on defense. So I hope that gives you the explanation, Kev.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
You got it, buddy.
Mark, your next question from Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Coach. Hey, last year after the Delaware game, one of your guys, Forrest Ryan, referred to a Delaware wall that you have in your locker room, and he said they look at 365 days a year. And, you know, for us who haven't seen it, you know, anything you can tell us about that wall and why is this game an important one for Villanova? Thanks.
Well, it's an established rivalry game in the CAA. We're 45 miles apart. It's always been a highly contested game. It now has a name to the game, the Battle of the Blue. I believe that started in 07, but I've been here since 1987, Andy, and it's always been a heated contest and a rivalry type game. Even before it has been, you know, given a name. We do have a wall, a wall in our locker room that is basically because it's our rivalry. When our defensive staff visited Texas a number of springs ago, as you go out and do staff development in the offseason, Texas was one of our visits, and they had a very, we kind of stole the idea from them in their Red River rivalry. So, we kind of stole a lot of the concepts that they had in their locker room on that wall. And it just, you know, puts the emphasis in your rivalry game. You know, we have a countdown clock for every upcoming opponent each week. Our opening game, obviously, is the one that's there the longest, carrying it through to your preseason game. And then each week, you know, you have a countdown to your next opponent. And then we have on that wall a countdown clock to Delaware game as well. So it's just a game that, you know, since it is our rival game, it is something that our players, and we always play the last game of the season now, it's just something that our players always look forward to. And we say all the time, when you're getting ready to play Delaware, throw the records out the window. We say that in most CAA opponents, but in this one especially, throw the records out the window and be ready to strap it on and go out there and play a really competitive, hard-fought game.
Thanks.
Mark, as you look at Delaware, just talk about some of the challenges they present. Obviously, a veteran quarterback that you've seen for a while now, Nolan Henderson, and then a defense that has been ranked among the best nationally.
Well, when you look at their depth chart, it almost seems like they have veterans everywhere, not just Nolan Henderson. And we have not faced Nolan a ton, to be honest with you, because a lot of times, you know, he has been plagued over his career with some injury. And with this being our last game of the year, often now he has played against us, but sometimes he's just not at his 100% and all those things. So yeah, Nolan is the guy that makes that offense go. You know, they have really good running backs. They got the wideouts, the targets in the wideout position, a couple transfers there. You know, Towson's been there a while. Tyreek Pitts, big target. You know, up front guys, you know, you have guys, when you look at the roster, it's grad, senior, you know, those types of things. So, and then, as you mentioned, the defensive names seem to have been there forever. You know, I'm sure some people said that when we had Covington a year ago. It's like, when is this guy ever going to graduate? You know, and they're really good. They're leading the league. And as you said, really highly ranked in the country in some of their defensive statistics. So we know we got our hands cut. We got our hands full with everything that we can try to get going. And we just got to go out there and try to do the best of our ability to go out there and try to, you know, consistently move the sticks and put the ball in the end zone on offense to try to keep, you know, their offense off the field. And then, you know, hopefully when their offense is out there, hopefully our defense can, you know, stop the run. That's where we always want to try to start. And we've struggled with that this year. And then, you know, I don't want to say contain or control Nolan, but yeah, we got to, you know, he's a guy that can hurt you when he breaks the pocket, as well as getting the ball downfield to the target. So we'll have our hands full, to say the least. But, you know, like I said, it's a Delaware rivalry game, and our guys always seem to get excited for this one. So I don't expect anything different for this season.
All right, Mark, thanks for all the time this morning and all season long. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you, bud.
Thank you.